This is Hatton here. We're a bit earlier today, aren't we? That's quite suitable. I heard your request. Would you have questions of me today?
Yes, we have a question regarding the one known as Gay in Cedar City. Our sister, who has the travel agency, and whose son is the one known as Joe, which you have discussed with us before. Can you tell her, can you tell us why she is there and what led her into the travel agency business, which appears to be something of a dead end at this time, and how we might best instruct her so that she might be able to release the financial problems into your care? Please, we would appreciate a rather in-depth discussion, which might also be useful to others.
Yes, I'm looking into it. Just a moment. To the dear little one, Gay, it might very well appear that she's been quite deserted. The one with whom she works has chosen to remove himself from your place as quickly as he can. He vacillates between staying and going. This is making it very difficult for the little one to function in her state of what she thinks is her reality. She feels incapable of managing alone should the one known as Juan, in her own mind, she feels, would desert her. He is simply choosing his own way. It was not a very, what you could call, wise decision from the very onset, as through the changing periods of time, as you perceive them, that particular type of business will suffer greatly. Gay is a very dedicated, beautiful energy who has in many ways already fulfilled her mission here. But we wish that one to find joy and peace, as she is quite troubled within her inner soul. Until such time as she departs your plane, she will struggle and strive, seeking the light, and always seemingly not quite finding it. What is the obvious, as I have said before, is not always that which is the answer. And we realize it is very difficult when you sit within a given situation that is bringing great pain and great concern, to set aside the outward appearances which do appear obvious, and go within and see what is really occurring. It is very tenuous for her at this particular time. But there are many benefits if she opens her eyes and looks around. She is attached to one who seemingly has very little openness, might appear to have very little compassion, but he cares greatly, and he would wish to protect her from that hurt. This allows the one known as Arthur to grow and make a contribution. It has also allowed the one you call AC, the brother, to participate in a quite unselfish way. This is good for his growth, as within himself, he is completely unselfish. But without himself, he is quite selfish. And he is bearing a heavy, what you would call guilt trip, because he feels he has benefited in the largest way from the properties left by your parents. It is why he has moved most of his operations, business-wise, into the little town. He will outgrow this. Don't concern yourself with that. That was not your question. Gay will be all right. There is very little that we can do to bring her immediate relief, as she has not really requested it. You have inquired what she might do to release it into our hands so that we might participate. But we will not be allowed to interfere with her own soul wishes. And she has not really decided whether or not she wishes, as in your earth terms, to save that business. She is frightened. She is weary. And we watch her with compassion as she vacillates. The area is an extremely important one. The ones called the Mormons knew of it, and that is why there is a settlement in that given area. There are many very high energy places within the state you call Utah. There are other crystals than that one upon which you sit that will eventually need to be linked into this major computer system, if you will, upon which you reside. The little one, Gay, has much to contribute to her fellow man. Her mere presence brings joy and peace, even to those in sadness. She experiences their own sadness, which is not always good for her little vehicle. Sometimes ones come to Earth that are like big sponges, and they absorb all the pain, the hurts, and the sadness from others. But her rewards will be great. And through these difficulties, as they are perceived by you ones, great unity is brought within relationships as one learns to rely upon another who is longing to play that particular role. Now you ask what she might do. She knows what she must do, but I will outline it for you once again. Leah covered it very well with the dear one, but I see that the dear one would rather hear it again so that she does not have to think about it. That is fine. That also got her attention. As Leah stated, it is the true request which we are permitted to honor. It doesn't really matter to whom out here in our dimensions those requests are directed. Her guides, which she has, whether or not she knows or recognizes them, are always there, especially in a state of meditation and prayer. But do not think that we must be in between you and the Universal Father, for that is not so. The one known as God hears every prayer, because he dwells within that place which is your center. He is you, and you are he. But you must go inside that place, that inner sanctuary, to communicate with him. Because the outward consciousness of your vehicle, that which is always uppermost, does not have any idea what it really wants. Even in its casual language, it will curse other ones. The inner soul does not agree with that. It will threaten suicide. It will threaten murder. It will ask for things that are so absurd that even brought to the attention of the consciousness is laughable. Therefore, there is no way that we would respond to a call from your consciousness unless it comes in conjunction with the request of your soul. Am I making myself understandable?
Perfectly. Thank you. Please continue.
The most efficient way to come within your inner sanctuary is through methods exactly which Dorma is practicing. Perhaps it would be good if the dear one would make a tape or send the tape she is now using to achieve her own meditation to contact us, because obviously we hear and we come. And with practice, the little one Gay would open like a blossom and allow us in. And she will know what's in her heart and what her heart desire truly is. But she must get still. Because in the confusion and the frustration of the moment, she cannot be still. She cannot hear her soul. That only comes in the stillness. We hear the words, and then we check and we see if the words coming out of the mouth of the vehicle match the request coming from the soul, the life energy. And then those are the facts upon which we take action. There are affirmations. And the funny thing with you people called humans is that you take your affirmations and you do not realize that it is simply the repetitive boringness of the words that finally put the consciousness aside to sleep. And some of it is accepted within the subconscious, which is your earth functioning mechanism. And then some of it, if it is suitable to your life plan, your journey on this plane, it is broadcast out into our dimensions, where we can respond. We hear ones pray over and over and over and over. And then they say, I will turn it over to you, God. I will release it to you, God. And you tend it for me, God. Please, God, just hear me and take it. And God responds, it is so. So be it. I receive it and I release you. And 20 minutes later in your time, you are back. Oh, God, take this from me. Please take this load from me. Show me the way. And then those ones do not remain still long enough to hear, long enough to be shown the understanding. what the conscious mind thinks it wants most often would only bring severe long-term damages to even the consciousness. We can look down from here and see the whole. You can only see the tiniest, tiniest portion. We have had trouble with the two of you energies in this room. Wanting, wishing, struggling, trying against your own soul plan. It could be amusing, and sometimes it is, as we see the ones wake up and realize what they have been doing. And when things are released into our care, it is very, very carefully chosen how those things are brought forth. And sometimes there is a moment of pain before there is that moment of relief. What the little one must do is truly place it into our care, into the hands of the Divine One, and let it go. If her soul plan is one which includes the success of her little business, the wherewithal will come forth. The knowledge she is gaining at what she is doing will be invaluable to the network at some point. So, if you are asking for my suggestions, and I believe that you are, I would suggest you allow her to have this message and ask the dear one to copy. This tape is quite sufficient. Send it to the little one, Gay, and urge her to use it couple of times during her day. Her consciousness will understand what her soul wish is. That is our promise. And once she releases it into our hands, it is done. Would you need more?
Would be most helpful at this time, and we will take your advice. And we thank you. We're most grateful. New subject.
All right.
You were here at the gathering at the time of the harmonic convergence. And we spoke from time to time as to the status of Mother Earth and the tabulation of the results of the harmonic convergence and what effect that would have on Mother Earth. Have those tabulations been completed now, and may we know the current status of or the so-called balance of negative energy and positive energy that was hoped would be turned over to from negative to positive by the convergence, the critical mass of concept.
That would be a question more easily answered from ones of the hierarchy, as it is such a spiritually related response that I need to give you. And I, too, function according to the instructions from those divine ones. But as I look down and I see what has occurred as a whole, I would say that there was, you would take it as to be a little, if you tossed a flammable liquid into a fire, you would see it burn brightly, greatly enlarged for a moment, until the substance would be gone. And unfortunately, on your planet, this is what happens. Fortunately, on your planet, these little bits of flame-ups, flare-ups, are happening more frequently. And each time there is a flare-up, you have many ones who began to walk into the enlightenment. But most are struggling, playing around at the fringes of knowingness, opening their hands and raising their faces and waiting for some magnificent manifestation to blow them away so they can go back to their places and say, man, it was out of sight in your terminology. It is not to say that those gatherings are of no value, because they are. Any time that you can unite that many energies toward any goal, it brings great power. And there was great power and great love wrapped around this orb you call Mother. But her pains remain. And it will be a long time in your period of time before those ones who really have the control can be enlightened to the point of making the required changes. And you little ones who go to these gatherings, walk away, read the paper, throw up your hands and say, what can I do? And it is your privilege just to be and not to do. And that is usually what occurs. I would have to go to a higher level to find exactly what the tabulation is or what the divine energies might have chosen to do, as I have not been fully informed. But I remain on alert. Evacuation plans remain in effect. And from that we can deduce that things are still extremely tenuous. That is not to discourage you. That is simply to remind you to heed the warnings that we send and be prepared within yourselves, because most of your fellow men do not understand, even though they espouse the words. Am I reaching you? If you need more, I could inquire. But I think possibly this is sufficient. I feel the little one here stirring, and I think it is because, once again, her curiosity is remarkable. Yes, we've come a long way in a few days. Don't be distressed. We are very pleased. Very pleased. There was an accomplishment in some areas. Much positive energy was put forth, but unfortunately, the ones thinking in secret have proceeded with their testing in many areas about your earth. Things are once again in tremendous upheaval in the area of China and between those energies called Chinese and those energies called Russians. You people of Terra divide everything up into such ridiculous little portions and then fight each other across the borders of those ridiculous little portions. It isn't even that either wants the other. It is simply to do battle. And Mother Earth is so weary of the parasites doing battle upon her skin. We are still in a state of maintaining the axis balance. To some extent, it is shifting gradually. We will not call it a loss. Let us call it a shifting gradually enough that we are able to maintain to the extent of withholding absolutely catastrophic consequences. But it is slipping. It is slipping. It is fine. Answer.
Hello? She's doing her thing. No? Yeah. She's doing what they want to do, and it's about exposure.
The energy known as Diane needs to keep in touch. Hers will be a great contribution. Encourage her. Hold her close. As we perceive the instructions under which we are operating, and we look down and we see what continues to transpire on your surface, we feel no great encouragement. All we see these wonderful spots of light, these little flares coming up from here and there. And they will sustain you. And from those little spots will grow the words are not proper, but from those little spots will blow the energy, the love energy, that will rebuild. And there will be that rebuilding. But you already know that. That is something else that must come from within the soul, the knowingness. You already know those things. And you, like all others, want a blueprint. You want a roadmap. And we know it is because you wish to look at the roadmap and where you see the bridge is out. You want to make sure you don't go to that bridge and fall off. You prefer to send in the CBs and have them rebuild the bridge, and then you go over it. It will not be that way. And there are no roadmaps. Would that suffice for now?
Yes, that will suffice. Next question. On the eve of August 17th, Kavita received a message from Sananda, which was given to me, indicating a change of direction. And am I meeting my perceived commitments in respect to that direction?
Do you not feel it, dear one?
I feel it.
You are doing fine.
Thank you.
You have worked long to hide, to cover up, to stuff it down. You will be fine.
Now we have some more people that we would like to inquire of as they relate to our circle. The first is James Moorhead. He should be easy to locate.
He's easy to locate. James comes to your sphere with a little too much knowingness. He enjoys the game almost more than any energy that comes into my immediate attention. He has a path to walk. But he is extremely bored by the inadequacies of his fellow human beings. Hence you see him leave, you see him go, you see him come back, you see him run here and you see him run there, much as the one Michael, only in a very different way. James brought back with him to this sphere on this occasion much knowledge from his other experiences, and he has simply come back to re-experience and to continue the play. He will be a dedicated worker, but he has basically come because he knows the answers. He's comfortable within his inner self, and he simply wants to experience once again the challenge, the excitement, the feelings that really are not available anywhere else other than on your sphere, or at least in the universe that you would comprehend. He enjoys his troubles, he enjoys his good. He enjoys his riches. He enjoys his poorness. James simply enjoys existence. All ones could take a good look and use that for an example of what Earth Plane is truly about. It is a place of growth, a place of correcting karmic mistakes. That's not a good way to put it. That is not actually what it is. But it is a place of education. It is a density and a stage upon which you can perform and act out. Keep in touch with the one called James, because he is a willing contributor and he would want to play in any game that you might have going. He knows already the importance here. He also has the ability to pull into his consciousness the instrument's having trouble pulling up the word for me. It isn't quite distribute. To produce forth. That's not it either, but that's what she's come up with. He can broadcast or send forth these ideas and literally place them into the minds of others. He could do great havoc if he chose the dark way. So let's keep him traveling in the way of the light. Is that enough for James?
That's enough for James. In Utah, the entity known as Bill Bauman.
Is this one who claims psychic abilities, possibly?
Yes.
Yes, he has those gifts. It would seem that he could use them a bit more cautiously. It would seem that oftentimes when the channels are not open fully, he might embellish. And as with so many ones on the sphere, they become a bit egotistical in their own abilities, or about their own abilities, and always there is the money. Always these interactions are complicated by the need for money. The information which he disperses to others is basically accurate. And were he not so comfortable within his ownness, he would be an extremely valuable worker. But he is quite human also, and enjoys very much what he has. He was sent into that area for the purpose of drawing unto him ones who will become a nucleus. I would not be negative about this energy, as he does much good. It is that anyone participating with this energy should always take the information and go within their inner sanctuary and lay it on their altar and take the truth with them and lay aside that which is not their truth. The energy is a light one.